Okay, so this week's video, I'm gonna do some storytelling. Okay, I have some stories here. These are stories that is happening in today's market, and I feel that this story, if you are a customer that is in the market today, you may be able to relate. If you are not, then it will help you understand what is really happening in the market today. Because the last video, right, I know it's very confusing. A lot of people don't understand this, a lot of people don't understand that. It's normal, because at the start of the video, I already told you that the video is going to be not so clear cut, it will be a bit confusing. So if you really want to understand, or you really need to understand, right, just go and join the members video lah. Guys, the members video is $15 a month. There's a lot of videos inside for you to watch. After the first month, you can cancel away. The purpose is not to earn your money, okay? $15 is... I mean, who cannot afford $15? You know, $15 for a $1 million decision, a $2 million decision, I think is a big thing lah, okay? As in, like, it's worth it. You know, like, what I'm sharing inside the member section is a big thing, okay? So $15 is super undervalued, okay? Okay, so I'll be doing the Novo Place and the Trump Park review in the member section. I'm not going to talk about what Emperor of Katong lah and all these things, okay? There's reasons why some of the things I don't talk about. Like recently, there's a Mayor Blue, I also don't talk about. Okay, so storytelling time. I'm going to talk to you about this property. We call it the why my neighbor sell, I never sell, neh. Okay, so what happened is, there's one day, right, one of my agents called me and told me that, hey, Aaron, my seller have a question for me. So I say, oh, okay, what is the question? Then he say, okay, what happened is, we are currently marketing at 1 million. Okay, then he say, recently I saw a transaction that is downstairs of us, lower floor, managed to sell off at 980, okay, roughly that's the range lah. Then he say, so my seller asked why we high floor, 20,000 only, we cannot sell. So I went to look into the transaction, I went to look into the data, then I saw the date. The date written there was 15 August. Okay, this is just an example. So he told me that, oh, 15 August. Then I was like, okay. So I say, on the day of 15 July, how much were you asking? Then he say, why you ask me this question? I say, because first of all, the transaction is 15 August. 15 August means that they exercise on 15 August. So they may have option 1st August or 15 September. Okay, looking at the market situation, some people going for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks exercise. I don't want to go for more, because more are exceptional cases that very little people will get into it. But 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks of exercising time is considered like 2 weeks is the norm, 3 weeks not so norm, 4 weeks is the maximum of the norm that I can think of. So I would say that, okay, from 15 July to 1st August, how much were you marketing? Because this unit is exercised on 15 August, man. So they didn't sell off on 15 August, you know. They already optioned and sold off on 1st August or before 1st August. So you were telling me, oh, at that time, my owner were asking for 106 million. Then now 1 million. Then I was like, oh, okay. So you see, the idea is like that. Because you were asking 106 million then, the neighbor downstairs were already facing the fact at 980,000. So when you were 106, of course the buyer will think that, hey, downstairs only 980, upstairs is 106 million. The difference is 80,000. Why would I want to pay that 80,000? You know, so that is why they transact at 980. So I say that if to even today you put at 1 million, you are one step behind others. You are chasing the rat race. So I told him that you should go and check your neighboring units, your competitors. What price are they marketing? Are you marketing at the right price? I think in today's market, this is very important. Okay? Okay, I don't know if you know the moral of the story. If you know and you have any questions, leave it in the comment below so that I understand whether you understand the story or not. I'm not going to explain too much, okay? Because this episode, right, is relating to a few episodes in front and behind. I just want y'all to clearly understand what is happening in the market today. Second story, okay? Okay. I have another unit that was marketing at 988,000. Then we have a lot of viewers, but we didn't get an offer. We didn't get an offer, okay? We have not like a lot, but we have a reasonable number of viewers. Then we didn't get an offer. So my client were asking me, hey, Aaron, not my client, this is my agent's unit, okay? So my agents were asking me, hey, Aaron, so what is the reason? Why 9A nobody offer, so many people can't view? So my answer to the customer is very to the seller, to my agent is very simple. I say, what is the price that your seller really want to close? So the agent went to ask the seller, hey, what is the price they really want to close? So the seller say, oh, okay, I think 980 I will take. So I told my agent, you go and message all the viewers that your unit is willing to accept 980. The people that view before, okay? And he did it. Next day, the unit was sold off at 980. Okay? So he asked me, hey, Evan, what kind of magic do you do? I say it's very simple. Buyers that is buying at below 1 mil, they are very price sensitive in today's market. A little bit, okay? A little bit off the market price and a little bit off, or you didn't call, or you call very high price and put negotiable. People are not interested to go into this kind of situation today because they are very price sensitive. So if you don't call the correct number, you don't call the correct price, you don't use the correct marketing method, you don't give people a clear and concise information on how much you want, okay? Of course, I will have to say this is not the only strategy to this problem, okay? It depends on the unit, it depends on the situation. This unit is a 2-bedroom unit, so this is why we are doing this this method, okay? So there's different strategy to different units. It's very specific. I cannot explain everything to the nitty gritty details. But I just want you to understand that this kind of units, they are considered the lower quantum unit, below 1 million. So the buyers are very price sensitive and they will check the marketing price. They will see it takes just a little bit to trigger the interest. Because 10,000 or 8,000 in 1 million is actually about 1%. But if you go 10,000 in a 2 or 3 million property, then the impact is not there. Okay, I don't know if you all understand or not. Hey, again, if you have any questions, any comments, I'll leave it in the section below. The comment section below. Let me know how you think about it, okay? So again, we do this video, it takes a lot of effort, so please hit the like button. I realize all y'all like that one. If I never remind y'all to hit the like button, y'all don't like one. See, jala leh, y'all. Okay, next. I was selling this, my agent. My agent is selling this executive mansion. Okay, the executive mansion is at 1.1 million. Is it very expensive? I think it's not very expensive, but it's considered expensive for a HDB flat. And you know, executive mansion is, they are not new, they are the older ones, but they are big and they are not very cheap also. So when they put at 1.1 million, for the first 2 to 3 weeks, there's no viewing. So my client asked me, hey, Aaron, why is there no viewing? I say, first of all, your unit is very specific because it's not a newly MOP kind of unit. There's a certain age to it. And the size is very big. The price is also not cheap. So people buy this is because they want big space. So we need to find the correct buyer for your unit. It's not everybody, then we throw to you. So we have to be very specific. Okay? So what happened is, in about a month, we only got 2 viewing and we sold it off at 1.1 million. So I just want you to understand, different unit types got different way of marketing, different unit types, different category of properties will have different strategy, will have different buyers, will have different buyers behavior, will have different ways of doing it. We are not in the days where monkey also can sell house already. If you remember during the COVID period, I say this, monkey also can sell house. Dustbin also can make money. We are not in those days anymore. Okay, so you all got to face the fact already. Okay, last one. There's this rental unit. The rental unit were asking for 6,000 a month. And they got it. They got 6,000 a month for the last 2 to 3 years. Don't have any issues. Then they got an agent. they have been marketing the unit. The agent say, no problem, we can get you back 6,000, 6,003, no problem. The marketing go on for 5 months. And they get no tenant today. And they already dropped price to, I think, about 5,000 or 4,800. Again, the customer told me, hey, Evan, the agent, not bad, eh? He's a nice guy. Share me a lot of information, talk to me a lot of things. Not bad, I think he's a nice guy. My logic is very simple, guys. This is a very professional industry. You know your stuff, you know your stuff. You can have a very nice doctor, a very nice lawyer. Doesn't mean they are good. So the thing is not about being nice. It's whether the person, the professional guy that you are paying, do they know their stuff or not? Because when I look at the situation, I told the customer, first, I don't think the price is correct. Second, I feel that the whole strategy is wrong. The whole marketing is wrong. Everything is done. To me, let's not use the word incorrect lah. But it's not, if it's me, I would definitely not do it this way. Because all these things, that I have reasons why I don't do it this way. And all these reasons are the reasons why today, after 4 to 5 months, you haven't rent out your unit. So to me, it's not about having a nice guy. Because a lot of time today, right, if the person that is giving you the advice does not understand the market situation, does not understand what is happening in the market today, you are in trouble. Okay, you are in trouble. Because a lot of consumers tell me, how will they know what is happening if the agent don't know? Which I agree, you see. So the agent should be the door or the bridge to help the customer understand what is happening today so that the customer can make better decisions. Okay, the market today is not the market previously. We are in a new era already. So face the fact. So that's it for my storytelling this week. I hope you understand better what is happening in the market. I've been getting a lot of calls, handling a lot of issues, whether is it with my agents or with my customer, helping them understand the market today correctly. These are the tougher things that happen. Okay, those that we sell off within 1 week, 2 weeks, I don't want to talk about those, because they are not problems. They are easy, you know, and they are part of the statistics that the newspaper has reported. And yes, there is a lot of these units around, but there's also a lot of units that is not doing well. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. I hope you guys understand my storytelling, and I hope it helps you. Again, I'm going to explain everything more clearly in the members video. So if you really need help to understand what is happening and what are the reasons to your problems today, I feel that $15 is nothing compared to what you pay outside. Now, $15, maybe cannot even pay for any single consultation lah. Even you go fortune telling, also more expensive. So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. And bye-bye.